Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen has ordered Marinette County not to release the exact cause of Chabang's death until charges are filed, but Sheriff Kanakula says the murder weapon has been found and he assured the public that Vang's murderer is no longer at large.
The person in custody, we believe, is the appropriate person to be talking to at this moment. I don't think there's any reason to be alarmed.
Person in custody is 28-year-old James Nichols. Nichols is known to have hunted regularly in the area where Vang was killed and is being held now for violating probation by being a felon in possession of a firearm. Sheriff Kanakula says it appears the two men met accidentally in the woods. The sheriff wouldn't comment on whether race played a role in the murder and referred all other questions to the Attorney General's office. If it turns out racism played a role in Vang's murder, the state's chief conservation warden, Randy Stark, says it's unlikely it was the major factor. Stark says the major cause of conflicts between hunters is fragmentation of public lands available for hunting. He says that's forcing more hunters onto smaller parcels.
There is a sense of ownership that people have in public lands, and it's really important that everyone using public land understand that others on that land should not be perceived as intruding into a private area. No one is any more entitled to a piece of public land than anyone else.
Stark says wardens in many parts of the state have noticed a drop in the number of Hmong hunters since Minnesota truck driver Chai Vang was convicted of the murder of six white hunters in November of 2004. He says some of the Hmong hunters he's talked to say they've stopped hunting because of worries about racism. Kiel Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.